Since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, scientists have found it difficult to get a true picture of how deadly the illness actually is. The numbers of sick people at the disease's epicenter in China initially gave rise to fears the death rate could be as high as 4% of the population. Dr. Jeremy Rossman is an honorary senior lecturer in virology at the University of Kent in England. He says data from South Korea, where mass community testing has been carried out, could give a much clearer picture of the severity of the disease. And from this, he says the death rate might be much lower, at around half of 1%. I spoke to him earlier.
The concerning thing is not that the virus is differing so much between all these countries, but that it's a very similar virus that is causing a similar amount of cases and a similar amount of fatalities, but that we're identifying only the very severe cases in a lot of countries like Iran and in certain areas of China. Whereas in South Korea, there's a little bit more confidence that we're actually identifying even the more mild cases. And this is giving what we think is a more accurate actual case fatality rate than we've been seeing in other countries.
Indeed, even in Australia, we are only asking sick people to come forward, and then when they are sick enough, they are tested for the virus. But what you're saying is that South Korea is testing even a range and picking up those mild cases in their range.
Exactly. And there's some suggestion right now that in Washington State in the U.S., where they're increasing their surveillance for this coronavirus because they've been starting to see more cases emerging in Washington State, that they're actually starting to find even more cases. And this suggests that, in fact, there actually may be quite a few very mild cases of coronavirus, and so that the actual numbers of fatalities compared to the number of cases is actually quite different. It's still a very severe disease. Even 0.5% is an extremely high level of case fatality rate, but we might actually be seeing lower numbers than has been reported in other countries.
What you're saying is that a death rate closer to 0.5% in a developed country like South Korea or Australia might mean a different argument for how the resources are being spent in containing the virus at this stage.
Exactly. There's a real concern that if the virus is being spread by people with very mild symptoms, then how we go about the containment strategy could be very different. As you mentioned, in a lot of countries right now, people are only being tested if they have a travel history to places with ongoing transmission and are exhibiting symptoms of the coronavirus. So this means that people that have maybe even very mild symptoms or potentially asymptomatic, although we don't know that for sure, are not being tested. If these people are able to transmit the virus, then that changes dramatically who we need to test and how we need to be doing surveillance within the country. This data we don't have definitively yet, so we can't say, because it is possible that there's an ongoing circulation of the virus that is causing this very mild number of cases, the sort of mild cases of coronavirus. But we don't know if those mild cases can effectively spread the virus. And that is something that we've seen before with other coronaviruses, is that you might have a very mild case, but you might not spread it very effectively. So this is something that is still a very important part of research that is ongoing, is to figure out when the virus is effectively spread from person to person and if that's directly correlated with severe disease symptoms. And we don't, unfortunately, know that, but it will have very big implications for how we go about containment.
Dr. Jeremy Rossman, a senior lecturer in virology at the University of Kent.